Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Divine Princes and Princesses. Welcome to the Sunshine Experience. I am Creative Expressionist Sunshine Lavere, your intimacy facilitator for this hour, and I am here to help you become more intimate with yourself, your world, and the lover you most desire. Per always, today's experience will be full of all things true, delightful, loving, freeing, and expressive. So relax with yourself or your divine lover. Sip on some hot tea or mellow out with a glass of Get Right. And snuggle up to your ears that your heart may fully embrace the Sunshine Experience.
And I am ecstatic and excited about this hour that we're going to spend together. You are in the intro phase, the inaugural address for the Sunshine Experience. This is the first show that you have been invited to. The actual show starts at 20 after the hour. I want to wish you a blessed, even though we are at the end of it almost, 02-20-2020, and we are at the 20th hour, and soon when the actual show starts, we will be at the 20th and 20-minute hour. I'm super excited. If you understand things about how numbers work and how they align with purpose, then you'll know that this day is absolutely amazing. It has been quite a fruitful day for me preparing to present to you this wonderful show. And the Sunshine Experience, I intend for it to be an exciting yet relaxing total mood and serious vibe for you guys, to include music, commentary, just a plethora of things that bring us into a place where we're more intimate with ourselves, our lovers, and the world. And so I just want to make it a place where you can come every Thursday at 8 p.m. and just forget about everything but your most deepest desires, your deepest self, your deepest love, the greatness within you, the peace that you seek, and the peace that you have. A way to get balance between bliss and chaos. You know, we need both in our lives, but when one dominates the other, everything gets out of balance. So the Sunshine Experience is here to help bring you back to center. And if you are already at center, it's just another catalyst, another way, another avenue, another resource to stay right where you are. Not stagnant, but at peace. I don't know about you, but I can use all the help I can get to maintain a focus, a spiritual plane that is high vibrational, where my frequencies match my desires, where everything that I want in life is easily manifested. I am not one to try to struggle and push and pull as I used to be. I still have my moments, of course. I still have my days. Obviously, this is a growth process, but I'm hoping that through the Sunshine Experience, you and I both will have a way, a place, a time to reconnect, to refocus, and to get further and closer and deeper and higher into the frequencies, the planes, the realms of greatness, to connect to the Creator in a way that is so clear. You know, clarity is one of the things that I think we fail to seek. I think a lot of the times we get in a place to where we see so much around us that we have a hard time really seeing what's within us. And I, for one, am at joy and at peace and in a place to where I absolutely love getting a vision, a true and clear vision of my path, even though I may not see that far down the road right away. but to get far enough in my sight to see the next steps, a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path, right? A way to understand how to get to the place of being that I desire to be. I personally have a desire for a cosmic love. I have a desire to fulfill my potential and greatness to the fullest. And that looks like things that are beyond average, that are far above mediocre, that are far and away from me just being okay with whatever. I personally, and I believe those of you who have been drawn to this program, who have been sent to hear and to receive, that you too are in a place where you have no choice really but to grow and to receive and to give and to manifest your greatness. And that is what I am here for. I personally believe that intimacy, true intimacy, is the way that we connect to the divine. Intimacy with ourselves, with the world, and with the lover we most desire. It is a way that we are catapulted into a cosmic sphere of goodness, of peace, of righteousness, a place where there really is no failure. You know, if you are seeking greatness, you understand that what can be conceived or perceived as failure is really not that. And when you live and exist in a place where you do not fail and cannot fail, you are more likely to set yourself in a place where you can be and do all that you are meant to be in this world and in this life. And so, with that being said, I am just going to take just a few moments and just play you a little something as we await the actual show to start. I'll just play you something to help you kind of vibe, kind of relax, just kind of get your mind right for the show. I'll be back in a couple of minutes as you listen to Sunflower by Soybee. That was Sunflower by Soybee. I hope it was a very smooth groove and vibe for you. It certainly is and was for me. You may actually hear it quite a few times because I enjoy that. Tell me this about you. Are you a person when there's a song that you totally vibe with? Are you one of those people who puts it on repeat until your brain says no more? And then when your brain says no more, your heart says just a little bit more. That's me. But I promise not to do that to you on the show. I won't play the same song more than once in the same show. I promise you that. However, you have gotten the opportunity to listen to see what you can expect here on the Sunshine Experience. So now we have about 9 minutes until the actual show begins. Let me tell you a little bit about me. My name is Sunshine LaVere. That is a combination of sunshine, love, and air. Now, this is my true and legal name. And so it's just a way for me to connect with the divine within. I did have my name changed to this because the name that I was given at birth, I felt like I outgrew it. I was living a past life within it. I was tied to and connected to too many things that no longer, for lack of a better and less cliche term, served me. I was walking in places and doing things where I did not really recognize myself as the person who was given that name at birth. And so as I began to go through a transition, I noticed that there were certain things about what the Creator has put before us that I most connected with. And those things were sunshine, love, and air. Hence my name, Sunshine Love Air. And I do carry this within me. I walk in this space. I feel it every day, all day, even on my worst days. There are times when I go through, you know, bad periods, like most of us. But just hearing my name or seeing my name in print or writing my name or remembering who I am and why I became sunshine is enough to just keep me vibing, keep me moving, keep me flowing, and keep me receiving from the Creator the things that He has set forth in the universe for me to have. And so, with that, I am what I call a creative expressionist, which is simply a fancy way of saying a multifaceted artist. I do have several layers to me in the artistic realm and arena, and I am adding more to those as time goes on. I'm also what is called an intimacy facilitator. This is also a term I coined. These are all things that the Creator downloaded to me during my process of becoming sunshine. Things that He expected me to do and to be in the earth. Things that He expected me to give and to live. And so as an intimacy facilitator, He has given me the task of helping us all become more intimate with ourselves, our world, and the lover we most desire. It is a way for us to be more in tune with Him, more in tune with ourselves. And in doing so, we can reach our highest potential. We can become all that we are supposed to be here in this earth. And so, we can offer and serve in ways that we could not without a certain level of intimacy and connection. And so that's what I'm here for. That is what the radio show, The Sunshine Experience, is for. To give you those few moments once a week to experience you in your fullness. To experience a new line or train of thought that you may not have connected with. To hear things that spark a train of thought that is most serving to you, as opposed to some things that you hear, which are least serving. the Sunshine Experience is here to place you in a vibe matrix where you lead in a high frequency of being, at least a higher frequency of being. And you can go forth and conquer, as they say. I am super excited to facilitate you in journeying through your cosmic experience every week. I hope that you will indeed tune in. Now, there are other parts of my job as an intimacy facilitator. You can find out more about that at my website, sunshinelevere.com. That's www.sunshinelovere.com. That's sunshinelevere.com. I would love to have you go there and visit and see a little bit more about who I am and what I do other than the Sunshine Experience radio show. I do work one-on-one with male clients, so you can go there and find out more about that. Again, my job is to help facilitate you and whatever you feel like the Creator has given you to be your most divine self, to be your most powerful, to fulfill your most potential, and to give you a greater outlook and clarity on who you are as a person. Or maybe you already have that mapped out, and there are things that you may hear on the show that you can share with a friend or a lover or a loved one who may benefit from what you hear. And so I want you to make sure that you are not stingy with the information that you receive here, okay? I want you to be sure that you always share, because one thing about intimacy, sharing is a wonderful part of it. And we don't have to kind of put what we share in a box. When it's something as good as what you will hear on this program, you definitely don't want to keep it to yourself. I am in love with giving. I'm just as in love with receiving. Hey, although it is better to give than to receive, receiving is not left out of the equation, okay? So I definitely want you to consider that as you go forward. You already know whatever you give will be given unto you. Pressed down, shaking together, and running over, right? So it may not come in the same way, but it most definitely will come. Now, we have about 1 minute left until we begin the actual show. Let's see, 02-20-2020 is just about upon us. Well, it is upon us, but 02-20-2020@2020 is just about upon us. And as soon as it hits, I will play the intro again for those who will tune in at that time. But I will play it on time, whether there's anyone tuning in for that particular segment or not, because that is what the Creator has given me to put in the universe at that time. I am overwhelmed with joy and gratitude to Him for giving me this show. I hope that you will enjoy the ride and the vibe. Welcome to the Sunshine Experience. Let's begin the program.
Hello, Divine Princes and Princesses. Welcome to the Sunshine Experience. I am Creative Expressionist Sunshine LaVere, your intimacy facilitator for this hour, and I am here to help you become more intimate with yourself, your world, and the lover you most desire. Per always, today's experience will be full of all things true, delightful, loving, freeing, and expressive. So relax with yourself or your divine lover. Sip on some hot tea or mellow out with a glass of Get Right. And snuggle up to your ears. that your heart may fully embrace the sunshine experience. Now, today's topic is Hello Queen, the rise of the princess. Let me ask you a question. Mean to truly be called queen? Have you thought about what it's like to be a queen versus a princess? You definitely want to stay tuned throughout the program as we dive deeper into this bite of intimacy to enrich us for a more pure and happy journey ahead.
And that was Space Lullaby, Space Lullaby. Now, you will hear some alternative music here. I am one that, as long as it's something that we can vibe to, something that really centers us, then it is definitely worth playing, right? So, I want to know what you guys are up to this evening. We can have you chat with us online. You can actually, if you're tuning in on computer, the chat is open. I would like to hear from you in that regard. If you are able to get to your keyboard, that would be fun. And later in the program, after we do our bite of intimacy topic, after I present that, I would love to hear your feedback. The call-in number is 515-605-9746. So when you are ready to speak on the topic, you are most welcome to come on the line and definitely let us know what you are thinking about what we have to say. Okay, so I personally am at a place in the program where I am just about ready to hear the Sunshine Experience bite of intimacy. And let me give you the phone number one more time. in case you would like to speak on that. It's 515-605-9746. That's 515-605-9746. And before I actually play the Bite of Intimacy topic, I want you to go ahead and share this program out to the airwaves. Share it on your social media, text it to a friend, just share it with at least one person. As I stated, if you are here for the pre-show, you don't want to miss having, you know, share everything that is good in life. Well, I won't say everything. Anyway, so let's get to the question for the topic of the day. Being called queen, I and many other women, especially black women, get called queen. So what is it about it that makes it special? Does it really serve us? Here is your bite of intimacy on this issue. Enjoy.
So earlier I asked the question, what does it truly mean to be called queen? A lot of times when we hear, "Hello, queen," many women, especially black women, find themselves feeling quite special when presented with this greeting. After all, there is the regality of it all. The display of abundance and capability associated with queendom are indeed special in their own right. Yet, let's consider the role of a queen, and then I will explain how it can be a disservice to a woman, especially a single woman who seeks to tap into who she is, to harness her divine feminine energy and her most intimate inner self to bring forth a life truly inspired by the Creator. Now, a queen is one who is in charge of all that is under her territory after the king. When there is a king, she's relegated to a role of diplomacy and grace, a figurehead of power without the responsibility of war, finance, social order, etc. She is free to run her castle with splendor and create a place where dignitaries can gather for discussion, planning, and of course, revelry. But if there is no king, she must be both. She has few people to rely on to lighten the burden of her stately duties while she's still trying to maintain a sense of womanhood, which quite often fails because she must lay down the law whenever challenged. Men find a woman with diplomatic, financial, and social power over them less feminine and quite distasteful, honestly, unless they have some sort of fetish. This is a subconscious phenomenon that will play out in conscious acts of aggression, passiveness, rebellion, and folly. Our queen will find herself in a constant tug of war within her household and within herself. She is searching for a strength that is not her birthright. True queens, heads of state, acquire their position through birthright and are taught from a very early age her duties and the need to sacrifice her own desires and femininity for the greater good. Although she will be well admired for her position, she will always be a wallflower to her own happiness, secretly spiteful and jealous of her little sister who simply gets to be a princess. Now let's look at the princess. She gets to be daddy's little girl. She gets her tears wiped when she's sad. She gets candy for no reason at all. She's showered with hugs and compliments. She gets to dress however it suits her and can adorn herself as she pleases. She has more freedom to go about the country or world and have the confidence to have whatever love affairs feed her soul. Although she knows her royal position requires her to be discreet and responsible, she is not bogged down with details of her estate. She simply gets to create, love, and enjoy life on her own terms. The princess is the one who Prince Charming goes in search of, the one he wants to rescue, the one he wants to spoil and ravish with his affection and passion, the one he least desires to harm or do battle with. He is attracted to her free spirit, her personal connection to herself, her needs, her desires, as well as her outer adornment. She is utterly beautiful to him with her rouge and heavily made up fluttering eyelashes. He does not see her as weak, but admires her dignified fearlessness mixed with vulnerability and grace. The princess is the one who captures his heart and his portion of his estate, his inheritance. She will never want for a thing, especially his affection, as long as she does not lose herself in his love. She must daily remember who she is, what she believes about herself, and why she deserves to be loved in such a way. And let's look at one more aspect of this dynamic of the king versus the prince. There can only be one king from the standpoint of deity and divinity. The creator will forever rule the throne. The universe, his feminine counter, is always at work to align us with the creator's will if we so choose to accept it. The two are always willing and working and delegating spiritual and vibrational forces to act on our behalf that we may live fulfilling, passionate, purposeful lives in the pursuit of happiness. By relegating ourselves to the roles of princes and princesses, we can be free to receive all that is to be bestowed upon us by way of love and abundance. Without the pressures of kingly and queenly duty and effort, we can be free to create, build, love, laugh, and enjoy life on our own terms while still being discreet and responsible within our royal estate. After the program ends, will you quietly examine these thoughts in contrast to your current life? Which would you rather be, the queen or the princess?
Now, I know that was quite a mouthful. I hope that you had time to soak it all in. I'm going to give you just a second. Which would you rather be, the queen or the princess? If you are calling or listening in by phone, you can press 1 to let me know that you want to give some commentary. And if you are here on the computer, if you are logged in, chat is available to you. It was quite interesting to me to receive that revelation. For many years, I had lived in the role of queen. But when I became Sunshine, I realized that a life of a princess was much easier. Even though I still have great responsibilities because I am a child of a king, the king, I'd much rather live the life of a princess. But I want to know what your thoughts are. Please go ahead and press the 1 button, somebody, so that I can hear your thoughts on this topic. The call-in number for the show is 515-605-9746. And again, chat is available if you would like to send in your question or comment that way. 515-605-9746. Your topic for today: Hello, Queen, the rise of the princess. Which would you rather be, the princess or the queen? And if you're a man, I'm sure you heard the part about playing the role of the king versus the prince. Now, I know our egos want us to be kings and queens, but it seems like a much easier life being a prince and a princess. What are your thoughts? You can hit 1 to let me know that you want to come on the line. In the meantime, while you guys are being shy, I'll play another song. Oh, let's see. Do we have someone here who wants to get on the line? Caller ending. Let's see. Caller, last four digits, 1176. Last four digits, 1176 of your phone number. Please give us your name and where you're calling from.
My name is David, and I'm actually currently over the road. Can you hear me?
I can hear you very well, yes.
I'm sorry?
Yes, I can hear you very well.
Okay. Well, I was just calling in regards to the King of the French. I had to pick one. I'd rather be a king, because a king has the luxury of being a prince when he wants to. But he must also bear the burden of being a king when it's necessary. And I heard the part about a prince searching for a princess. And the way it was worded, it was very eloquent. It was very well received. But to me, that sounds like nothing more than someone who feels the need to keep a boyish ego boosted, because he can't really grasp what it is to be a king. Whereas a king can search for a princess or search for a queen to help him rule, or either help life easier, not only for himself, but both states and both people, him and her. But if he's searching for a princess, then I don't even know if he can actually develop the senses and the abilities to become a king. That makes sense.
Yes, it makes perfect sense.
So okay. I feel he remained in the sense of, I wouldn't say immaturity, but when the chips are against him, it's kind of hard to flip that switch to become a king if you're used to being a prince. And being a man is so much, and it's not just for women at all, but being a man, you just look at as a protector, provider, you know what I mean, while also still being able to maintain, you know, intimacy, affection. I feel a king can do both, because a king was once a prince, but a prince who wants to remain a prince can't just flip it on and become a king, even if it's forced on.
That is a very, very good observation. Very good observation. I think that was kind of taken out of context in the regard that I was speaking more as to us remembering that there is a deity that is higher than us. And typically we take on the role of a king or queen, forgetting his higher estate in our lives. And therefore we don't really subjugate ourselves to him in a way that we can receive the benefit that takes more pressure off of us. Now, to be a king and queen in our own home or in our own sphere, I think if we're in a committed in-home relationship, that would serve us if we remember who the true king is. But I think it does us a disservice, especially if we're single, when we place ourselves in that position, because it gives us a burden where we forget that we really don't have to do it all.
True. Very true.
Okay. So let me ask you, because it seems like being a king and having that kingly role is very important, and you did make some wonderful points. A prince who seeks to be a prince and only a prince will always be a prince. But a king was once a prince, very, very eloquently spoken. However, let me ask you this. When you find yourself in the mindset of being a king always, does it limit you in seeking after the king, the divine one, the true creator? Does it limit you? Does it kind of put more pressure on you in a sense that you kind of don't rely on him as much?
Honestly speaking, I personally don't. Because this is my thinking, and kind of the way I've kind of molded my life in the last year and a half, I don't think that it does, because I feel like even the king is balanced enough and smart enough to know when to turn to be highest king. I feel like if it's gotten to that, then he knows and he knows that it's time to drop to his knees. So I think it reminds him of him being made in that king's image and what that king expects out of him being an earthly king. But I don't think him trying to be a king all the time really discredits or underestimates the king above. I think if anything, it kind of reflects what he believes or has taught a man to be. That makes sense.
It makes perfect sense. So you're saying that because you understand the weight of your role, you know that you definitely need the Creator's help, the ultimate thing, to lead and guide you in that role.
Right.
Wonderful. Wonderful points of view. Thank you so much. Did you have anything else that you wanted to add or contribute?
No, that's about it. I would love to hear a queen or princess point of view on it.
Yes, that would be nice if we got a woman to hit that one button so we could hear her point of view as well. Well, Stephen, I truly appreciate you calling in. I thank you for listening to the show. It seems like you really got a good grasp on your own personal thoughts, and that's what I love. I love when we can think for ourselves, but we'll present it with information, and we can take it, and we can filter what we need, and we can let go of what we don't without taking offense. This is the true model of a king. Thank you so much for tuning in and for calling in. I hope you'll continue to listen. I'm going to put you back on mute and wait for someone else to call in and continue on with the program, okay?
Thank you.
All right, you be safe on the road. And that was Stephen. He is said that he's calling from the road, and we want to thank him for his insight. It looks like we have another caller who wants to contribute. Caller, your last four digits, 6721. Last four digits, 6721. Please give us your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, my name is Diane Robinson, and I'm calling from Huntsville, Alabama.
Hey, Diane. It's so good to hear from you. Thank you for listening and calling in. Did you have something you wanted to contribute on our Bite of Intimacy topic, Hello Queen, the Rise of the...
Yes, I have been going through a transition. God had to take me and rebirth me. So I'm in the princess stage of my life right now. He's taking me to some new ground, some new beginnings, some new things. So he had to take me... He had to pull me back and take me to a new beginning and mm-hmm. show me a different walk and show me a different avenue and show me different things that will manifest me to become this queen that he has labeled for me, but I have to get there to that status to be able to maintain and to uplift that king. So right now I am in my princess status and my princess stage, and I'm learning so many things and taking in and rebirthing. So it's like a new experience for me, a new journey. It's like a new wing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm growing into my queendom, into my queen stage. Not for it to be easier, but for me to get a better understanding of what God has for me.
I can totally relate, because since I've been becoming sunshine, it's not so much a regression as it is, as you say, a new start. It's a way to re-see ourselves and our femininity, a way to understand that we don't have to do it all. We don't have to be great right away. So let me ask you this, Diane, because you said you're in a new beginning stage. Were you once placed in the role of a queen, and how did it serve you then as opposed to you being the princess now?
Yes, I was once in the role of a queen, but sometimes we can get in our own way. We can procrastinate. I procrastinated. I dropped the ball, to say, in the eyes of God. I didn't do a lot of things that he was commanding me to do. And I knew that he was telling me to do certain things. But I procrastinated, and I got solitude on a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
So God has allowed me another chance to get in his will and do the things that he will have me to do. So he has had to rebirth me into a newer understanding of who I was, the power that I have, the magnitude of my voice, the magnitude of my thoughts, the magnitude of my purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's more than, much more than what I was putting in.
Mm-hmm.
So God had to pull me back and show me, and to grace me into his will, grace me into a new beginning.
Well, it's interesting that you say that, because just as Stephen mentioned earlier, every king was once a prince. And so Every queen has to be a princess first. No queen wakes up a queen. No princess wakes up a queen. So were you able to walk in the role of a princess before you became a queen? Is this a totally new experience for you? Or is it something that you've experienced before but you lost sight of, that vulnerability of being a princess?
No, it was something that I had manifested before. I dropped the ball.
Okay.
I dropped the ball being procrastinating, being disobedient. Yeah, dropped the ball big time.
Okay. And so when you finally became the queen, you did not have all the tools that you needed for self-care and fulfillment in life.
I had it. I didn't use it. I didn't properly take care of it, and I didn't use it.
Gotcha. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So now that you are back in your princess phase, do you feel like you've lost anything, or do you feel like you have gained from being in the space that you're in?
Oh, no, I've gained so much more. I have gained so much more. I don't, the only thing I regret is not standing God's will, but I don't regret being rebirthed.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Wow. Well, you have given some wonderful insight to our listeners and to myself. I am excited about your rebirth. I know that it's going to serve you well going forward. And when you finally do walk in your queenly role again, you will be absolutely more amazing than you've ever been, and you've always been amazing.
Well, thank you, and I appreciate it, and I understand now. I truly understand.
Yes.
So, you know, I feel like this is my slingshot. Sometimes God will have to pull you back in order for you to expand forward. So this is my slingshot, and I'm going to rock being a princess until my queen is here.
I understand
so yes,
that.
I'm going to embrace it all. I'm going to embrace it all.
Absolutely.
Proudly.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, thank you so much for calling in. Thank you for listening to the show, and thank you for contributing with your words and thoughts. I hope you'll continue to listen. I'm going to put you back on mute in case someone else wants to come on. And again, I'm so thankful to you. You keep walking in your greatness.
Thank you, and I will.
And that was Diane. She is calling from Huntsville, Alabama, and that happens to be where I live. I'm super excited about being a Huntsvillian at the moment. I can't say that it will always be, because Huntsville is growing immensely. Now, if you do want to contribute with a comment or question on our topic of the evening, the telephone number is 515-605-9746. Again, the chat room is open if you would like to contribute your questions or comments via chat. And you can press the 1 button if you're on the line to contribute your thoughts. I'm glad that Diane called in. I'm super glad that she called in after Stephen, because we got to hear a couple of different perspectives. And Stephen is younger and younger than Diane, so they're in a different dynamic. And so it's interesting to hear the younger man talk about being a king and the more seasoned, she's not old or much older, but she's a bit more seasoned, talk about being a princess. Isn't that role reversal quite interesting? I find it very, very interesting because for those of you who don't know, Stephen is actually my son. So for me to be in the role of a princess while he's stepping into his kinghood, it's it would be unfathomable in another life. But because of the growth that I think everyone on this program is experiencing, I believe you were drawn to this program because you're experiencing a certain level of spiritual and, you know, just vibrational growth. I think that you probably are on some plane within the king and queen and prince and princess stage that you may not have thought about, you know, in such a deep way as we're discussing tonight. And so I'm glad for the opportunity to present this and to get different points of view. And as I stated, it's very, very interesting, the role reversal there. So while we wait for someone else to press that one button or call in with their thoughts and ideas, you can call in at 515-605-9746, and the chat room is open. Press that one button if you would like to contribute. Until then, let's play another song. Now, remember, some of the songs you hear here on the Sunshine Experience will be songs that may be a bit alternative, but they are to set the mood and give us kind of a vibe, mellow type of feel. This song is called Outer by KV Outer. Enjoy. And that is Outer by KB. just a little something for us to groove to. I hope that it was a little bit of a head nodder for you. I like things that kind of make my head nod just a little bit, but not too much. Outer by KB. Again, we have been discussing the rise of the princess. Hello, queen. Now, I don't rebuke anyone, as they say, for calling me queen. I understand that it is something that has become quite normal these days. But since becoming Sunshine, I have found that the role of princess serves me well, quite well, right now at the moment. And I am really in no big hurry to become a queen anytime soon. I find that I'm still able to fulfill my potential and do great things, even as a princess. So, you can call in. We have a few minutes left in the show, 515-605-9746. A few details that I would like for you to be aware of while we wait to see if anyone else will come on the line. You can find me on social media. I am on Instagram and Facebook at My Sunshine LaVere. That's MySunshineLoVaire, at My Sunshine LaVere. You can also visit me on my website, find a little bit more about what I'm about at www.sunshinelaVaire.com. I want you to definitely make sure that you tune in every week. We'll be here every Thursday at 8 o'clock. 8:20 was just a special time for the date that we had, which is 02-20-2020, starting at 2020, just to get that special little blessing from the special date that we have going on. Now, since we don't have any more callers who want to contribute at this time, I will go ahead and wrap up the show. I want to thank you all again for tuning in. Thank you for those who tuned in via online and for those who called in. I hope that you will share. I hope that you will be blessed. Okay? And here we go.
And that concludes our program, Divine Friends. I'm so happy you tuned in to Vibe with the Sunshine Experience. I hope you've been drawn closer to all that you desire of love, beginning with connecting to the divine within. Remember, intimacy is the anchor of the soul to be your best creative, expressive, and loving self, that you may attract all that is yours to enjoy. You are most deserving. Don't hesitate to visit my website and subscribe to view my weekly blog of intimate thoughts. You will also find a transcript of today's topic there as well. Be sure to tune in every week as we explore beautiful intimacy together. In the meantime, since you found value in this experience, I pray that you will share it as an intimate gift to a friend or lover. Until then, Divine Ones, I am sunshine, I am love, I am air. I am creative expressionist, Sunshine LaVere, your intimacy facilitator, and you have been privy to the Sunshine Experience. Peace.